Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to remember that almost every activity or project involves a little bit of planning or administrative time. There's really nothing wrong with that, but it is important to recognize this tax on your time so you can organize your life efficiently. This episode is first airing on April 15th, which has historically been Tax Day in the United States, the day when people's tax returns from the previous year are due. I know a great many people file earlier if they are expecting a refund. A great many other folks file a six-month extension. But April 15th is at least the day people are most likely to think about paying taxes. I think a lot of us can hold two thoughts in mind simultaneously. First, that taxes are necessary to pay for an orderly society with schools and roads and emergency responders. That's all good. Second, we don't want to pay more than we need to. So we take advantage of things like tax-advantaged retirement accounts. And it turns out that we pay a tax of sorts with our time, too. Any project you undertake is going to have some planning or administrative component. If you take a vacation, someone needs to plan it and purchase tickets and find a dog sitter and things like that. Even if you outsource a lot of the logistics by hiring a travel agent, you'll want to talk to that person about what you like and your budget and things like that. Plus, you have to find that person. Every work project involves at least a few meetings or filing reports or making presentations. Again, there's nothing wrong with this tax. Taxes are necessary. But once you acknowledge that every project has a tax of sorts and that your time is absolutely limited, then you start to see that there are more or less efficient ways to organize life. If you have a great many projects going at once, you will be paying that administrative tax on all of them. And it can start to feel like paying taxes is all you are doing. Limit the number of projects you have going on at any given time, on the other hand, and you can limit the administrative time as an overall proportion of your hours. So, for instance, let's just say you've got 5 projects going at work that you are flitting back and forth between. Every one of those projects requires 2 hours of administrative time per week. So that is 10 hours per week of this time tax. If you've got 3 projects going, on the other hand, then that is only 6 hours of tax, which frees up half a day for making progress on the projects themselves. Now, maybe it is not possible to limit the overall number of projects, but what I often see happen is that people are working on 5 things that are due over the next 2 months. Maybe it might be possible to work on 3 things, finish them in 1 month, and then take on 3 projects the next month too. Then you have cut the overall administrative tax, and you have gotten more done. This is one reason I like to set quarterly goals for the year. I might know that I want to work on a particular project, but I also know that I won't be starting it until Q3. That's fine. I can know it will happen and know I will concentrate on it then. But not incur the administrative tax on my time any earlier. Now, obviously, we can't always control the total number of moving parts in life, nor do we choose to. I have 5 children, and they all require their own tax on my time, so to speak. One I pay willingly. I simply have to acknowledge that no matter how efficient I am, arranging activities and dealing with medical needs and such for 5 kids will take more time than if I had 1 or 2. So it goes. I also like to do varied things in my working life. That means my administrative tax is going to be a little higher than it could be. But in general, rather than spend a little less time on more things, it might be better to spend more time on fewer things and then start the next project when one of the current ones is done. The projects may take as long as they take, so you probably won't change how many you are getting done overall. But doing fewer at once limits the administrative tax on your time. And that can make life feel a little less crunched. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.